The latest bit of technology to reach the market could be a boost for struggling newspapers. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos yesterday unveiled a bigger version of his popular digital reader, the Kindle. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
The Kindle DX is lighter than a thick fashion magazine, easier to read on than a laptop, and capable of storing 3,500 books. People can also pay for electronic subscriptions to newspapers, and a modest number already do so on the original smaller Kindle. Amazon's Jeff Bezos tells NPR their ranks should swell.
People love the fact that they wake up in the morning and their newspapers are already, you know, automatically downloaded onto the device while they sleep. They love the fact that when they travel, their subscription travels with them. Now, with Kindle DX and the larger display, newspapers look even better.
In a test of its appeal, three of the most prestigious newspapers in the country, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Boston Globe, will subsidize the $489 cost of the Kindle DX for selected subscribers who commit to a long-term subscription. Think of it like a cell phone contract.
Newspapers see e-readers as their last best hope.
Sarah Rotman Epps analyzes the media industry for Forrester Research. She says most newspapers haven't succeeded in charging people to read articles online or on mobile devices, but she says that may change.
I think you'll see some newspapers experimenting with all kinds of models in the coming year.
Epps says Bezos may have more success with a different market. Amazon also announced a partnership with major publishers to download big textbooks for students on six college campuses. David Folkenflik, NPR News.